Okay. Any question? Now my question. What is my question?
What are we doing here?
What are we doing here? Where are we? I hope you remember where we are. Let's look at it again. We are book three. Means we are reviewing the fourth step of this path, which is enrichment. This enrichment, the main point is we cannot tell you what to look for, because we don't know who you are really and where you are standing. But the only thing we could help really is what not to want, where not to go. It's always the warnings like that, because the rest is yours and your choice and your responsibility. Okay? So he talked about a lot of different stuff that one day we go through again and again and again. We have to. And we, in the middle of a story, he opened a very strange argument. The story about a fellow, I like to name him in English, Precision. This Mr. Precise, this Mr. Precision, is a strange case, right? Because he's the best of the best of the best, and at the end we know he will fail. And we know what that failure is all about. Do you remember? We talked about it. And we'll talk about it. Before looking at all these miracles here, before even starting thinking, before even starting all of this, we were hearing about some strange stories about what? About giving up your wishes and your personal will for the cause, for the khair. I mean, when you're talking about being good, what do we mean for that, being good? First of all, we mean we are talking only about we, remember? Nothing else. Humanity, this culture, this recent know-how we have, right? That's all. So you should be good for this, because you are nothing but what you learn from this. I mean, if the culture and humanity haven't give you anything, you wouldn't be different from a monkey. We all are like that. Here we are talking about the new phase of knowledge. Therefore we call it wisdom, we don't call it knowledge, because this is a different one. The other one talks about quantity. Here we talk about quality. The other one, which knowledge it is, and okay, we believe in it 100%, in its own field, in reality only, and in the physical reality. But we know reality is not only physical reality. We remember all the humanity, our life is based on what? Imagination, which has nothing to do with the reality. We have created new space, like the cyberspace. It's a culture space. Poetic space, what is that? Musical space. All of these new spaces is humanity. This is what we're talking about, right? What is the main problem? We describe it, we hear about it a lot in book one, right at the beginning. The duality. the duality between this and this. This is the brain, means the part of the animal which is defending the animal, and it's doing a very good job. But for this animal, we doesn't exist. It's me and the environment. For us, it's different. We're talking about that duality that we understand. We know there is a Moses and a Pharaoh here. And this duality is something we should live with. Pharaoh should be controlled. How? Now we are talking about that Pharaoh stuff which jumps out little by little. You remember, we stopped the Moses and Pharaoh. Do you remember where we stopped the story? When Rumi said that magic stuff is not always for Pharaoh. It works even for Moses, a different part of it. Two sorcerers, we heard the story, remember? Then we stopped. With that duality, we arrive to a point of bizarre stuff which are not understandable. But we talk about it. And we tell you the story as it happened, really. Because it is joined with the experience of all these transformed people. Okay? Like that he said, okay, let me tell you about the stuff that you don't know. You should wait. You should be patient. Being inquisitive doesn't help always. We heard about Luqman in a house of a blind and a Quran hanging on the wall, remember? Luqman was patient and he saw the magic that the guy could read Quran, even know where the words are he were pointing at, because that was his only wish and his only wish. So we heard a little bit about only wish. You remember, we are all oriented towards some vague place which is the source of beauty, right? It's vague. So there are magical stuff like this. The guy was reading it. Then he jumped to another story about some of these, we call them awliya, these transformed fellows, that they don't cry when their children die. They don't ever object to what's happening, because they know what's happening is a flow of a lot of stuff, and it's not only cause and effect. There is something else there, right? Then you said, okay, you know what? Let me tell you the story of a fellow who answers in a silly way. This guy, Bohlul, found someone and asked him, you fellow dervish, how do you feel? He said, fantastic, the best. He said, how come? Because everything goes as I wish it. Oh, fantastic, but how is that? Explain it to me. He said, do you believe that everything goes around in order of half? Huh? Yeah. He said, okay, and I wish that. So everything is going in order of my wishes, because I have no other wish than his wishes. Remember all the meaning that we put on that word. That's what it is. That's the source of life. Then, okay, now, wait, I will tell you some story about precise. Let me be precise. There is this guy named Dabulki. This guy Dabulki has a thirst to see the transformed people. He goes around and sees them. Then suddenly he started to talk himself, to tell us the story. But before he tells us the story, we heard a paragraph which was a little bit different. And that was the connection of Moses and Khudar. Remember, he said, when I say this Tabuki fellow has a thirst to learn, do not be confused to say, oh, this fellow was supposed to be the best, right? He was one of those that we think that that's the end of the path. He said, end of the path? Is that what you're thinking about? You remember? Who is thinking about the end of the path? The goal-oriented logic, which is in rush to go to the end. Why? To see the benefit. Because this is working for benefit, for personal gain, right? He said, ah, no. Tell me someone who is at the top of the top of the top. Who is he? Moses. First, he's a prophet. He's the only prophet who talks with God and we... Do you remember that talking? Kalam? We call him Kalimullah because he had this Kalam, and this Kalam, the word, was right at the beginning and was what? All the consciousness of heart. So he is at the top, right? Okay. Even he needs to follow the other one, the Khudar, other prophet, everlasting one, and learn and even be disqualified. Remember? He was kicked out. Why? He asked too much questions. That's what we were talking about, right? Moses had a lot of questions. Rumi said before, here, when you question it, you make it complicated. It's not questioning something. Then he came back to Dabuli, and Dabuli said, okay, this is my story. One day I was walking, and suddenly there was this magic. And we hear about the magic. It started with quantity to unity, then from a tree, which is the Khudar himself, to what? To light, then the human being. Then again, back and forth and all that, right? Everything looks perfect, and they asked Daghuri to be the imam. So come on. Daghuri, like a very clever fellow, suddenly has a lot of questions. Said, please, I have a lot of questions. Okay, we'll do this and that and that. Then suddenly Rumi jumped out, as usual. Do you remember what he said? He said, listen, what I'm telling you here is very delicate. Point about this path is a very complicated stuff which really cannot be explained or expressed. Therefore, whatever